Good morning, Auroville. Today is Tuesday, 20th of September, and right now it's cloudy after morning rain with 25 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm, with a temperature range from low 27 to high 31 degrees Celsius and humid. Southerly winds supposed to be blowing with 10 kilometers per hour, and the chance of a rain is on 50%. Later on, we can expect overcast with thunderstorms and with the winds from southwest at 20 kilometers per hour and chance of a rain on 80%. Moon is waning gibbous and 54% of it is illuminated. Today we are invited at 5 p.m. by Giorgio to see the book. They name it The Little Book on Photography, made on recycled paper at the Red Door in Arca. For the occasion later, the people will have the possibility to experiment with chronotype system on the spot, and in the week Giorgio will start a workshop 2 evenings each week between 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. to collect enough material for an exhibition at the end of the year. On Saturday, on 24th of September, at the Unity Pavilion between 5 to 7 p.m., we can join the World Poetry Movement at Poetry Tea around Peace Table. Event is organized with Tamil Heritage Center and Unity Pavilion. This fall, we will have a chance to listen to 11 more talks by George Van Reckem. First 6 will start on October 8th until November 12th, and he will continue in January 14th until February 11th in 2012. Evolution, Religion and the Unknown God, George's last book, is now available at Focus Bookstore in Mission Street in Pondi. If you would have some books from Sri Aurobindo and Mother in English language that you're not reading, or maybe double copies, because the Keste and Jai were in Ethiopia to prepare for Aurobindo International Conference that will be held in October this year, and they met people who very much wanted to have and read Sri Aurobindo's and Mother's books. Apart from being a country where most people do not earn very much money, there are also restrictions on the currency, and it is not possible to send money out of Ethiopia. So to order from Sabda, etc. is very difficult. So if you have such books to spare, to give away, they will bring them with them in October for the Aurobindo International Conference, or if there by chance is more than I can carry, send them. You can hand them over to Nico at the Financial Service or leave them at the Unity Pavilion. IKEA is organizing 1-day workshop on Thursday, 22nd of September, on the spiritual significance of flowers as given by the mother and their role in the yoga. Meeting point is Solar Kitchen Gate, and you have to come with your own vehicle. Call her for registration on 94-8808-4952. On Saturday, 24th of September at 7:30 p.m., we are invited at Kalabumi to see Dance Suite in Odissi mode with the title Samaranam, The Remembrance. Oak is in need for videotapes and cassette tapes. And as she's saying, as our lifestyle is changing, we don't use videotapes and cassettes anymore. She's making bags with this waste. If you have and want to throw them away, please call her at 93-44-00-2972. Natural Man is opening the Garden Cafe beside the canyon, deep inside Udyogam, next to Verde. They will be serving natural organic food from Tuesday to Saturday between 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see an Italian film, comedy, Matrimonial Altri Disastri, Weddings and Other Disasters made in Italy in 2010 by director Nina Di Maggio, and it is in Italian with English subtitles. And tomorrow the same place and time they will screen interesting documentary, Bridging the Gap. It was made in Netherlands in 2004 by director Corinne van Egert, and film is in Dutch, French, English with English subtitles. I'm only one, but I am one. I cannot do it all, but I will not refuse to do what I can. And what I can do, by the grace of the Creator, I will do, wrote Edward Everett Hall. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org. Thank you.